Hey everybody, we're here at the Lebanon Alumni Stadium just minutes ago. Cedar Crest defeated Lebanon 47-0, and we're here with Cedar Crest senior lineman Connor Swartz. And Connor was one of the stars for Cedar Crest tonight. I think there was a lot of stars, a lot of good things on the Falcons side. But kind of tell me like some thoughts and what's it like to play in the Cedar Bowl?
It's a great experience. Wouldn't trade it for the world, you know, being out here with my brothers. Just one heck of an experience.
And how did things go today? I mean, obviously, well, but how well did you guys play?
At first, you know, we didn't play real well. But then we came out and we started playing, doing what we're supposed to do, and all of us played flawless.
Hey Connor, I think it was a little bit of a slow start. Was there something that kind of just happened? Was there like a light bulb that went off, or just keep playing and plays happen?
I don't think we were ready at the first quarter. We weren't
nerves
ready.
Or?
Both, like we just weren't ready for them, and then put our heads back together, and then from there we won.
Hey. Connor, you're a lineman. Do linemen get their just desserts? Do linemen get enough credit?
Absolutely not. Linemen do not. It's all about the
QBs. That was a quick answer.
It's all about the quarterbacks, running backs, the linebackers, corners, but very rarely a lineman will get credit.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's always about the QBs mainly and the corners.
Connor, how did you play tonight?
Personally, I think I played pretty well. I did what I was supposed to do and got the job done.
All right, I want to read some numbers to you, okay? Coach gave me these numbers on you for tonight. 13 tackles, 9 tackles for loss, and 3 sacks. So if I say those numbers to you, what do those mean?
It really means a lot to me. I'm out here busting my butt, trying to be the greatest, play it however I'm capable of playing, and you know, just trying to be the greatest.
Like I don't know too much about defensive stats. I know that those are pretty good numbers. And you know, I watched you a little bit and looked like you were kind of dominating. What are you supposed to be doing out there? What's your job when you're out there?
So coach has me penetrating, and I'm the only one on the D line that's supposed to do, the D tackles that's supposed to do it. I guess he has me doing it because I'm quicker than most of them, but yeah, he just has me shooting through and just trying to get to the quarterback.
Hey Connor, what kind of season you guys had? I think you guys finished like 5-5. Does that sound right?
Yep.
5-5.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm going to say there was some good stuff, some bad stuff, but just how did things go for you guys?
Overall, great season. I loved every minute of it. Definitely lost some winnable games, but other than that, great season.
Hey, tell me a little bit about like your future. Would you like to play football in the future? Would you like to play? You know, you're pretty good at it. I don't know. So it would seem to me like you should be playing in college. But I mean, what do you got going on?
Possibly, I would like to play in college, but I don't know yet. I'm just gonna see where the road takes me.
Okay. So. A little sentimental that this is your last game?
Oh, absolutely. As a senior, I've been playing this sport for I don't even know how long, as long as I can remember. Definitely a lot of emotions.
Connor Swartz, thanks so much for your time. You did a great job. You represented Cedar Crest and linemen everywhere well.
Thank you, sir. I just want to say thank you to my teammates, coaches. You guys are like brothers to me.
Good job, man. Thank you.